Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. The new album from The Green Cards, titled Sweetheart of the Sun, is filled with songs that reference water, along with the often related concepts of motion and travel. The Green Cards co-founders Kim Warner and Carol Young focused on those aspects of their lives to craft a unified sonic document, one that catalogs their journeys while transporting listeners to a beautiful, welcoming world. Drawing on their Aussie upbringings, their American experiences, and their restless nature, the Green Cards use imagery and instrumentation to evoke moods and suggest movement. The songs themselves ebb and flow like tides. We'll start off with Black Black Water from the Green Cards.
Melody, fly so high away from here, way up to the other side, half a mile from anywhere but here. And I just want to find time to ride the tide and sail the ocean breeze, safe upon the golden shore. Maybe you'll be waiting there for me.
Forever mine. inside the perfect melody. Sink to the bottom of the sea. In a garden full of promises, maybe you'll be waiting there for me.
That was Forever Mine from the Green Cards and their new album, Sweetheart of the Sun. Founders Carol Young and Kim Warner have traveled far, literally and metaphorically, since forming the Green Cards in 2002 after transplanting themselves in Austin, Texas. Their debut album earned them a deal with Nashville-based Dual Tone Records, so they headed east. Four more albums followed, along with two Grammy nominations and a 2006 Americana Honors and Awards win as New Emerging Artists of the Year. Not only does the guest list in their newest release contain some of Nashville's and Austin's finest, Sons of Fathers, Evie O'Donovan, and Luke Reynolds, it's also a short list of the Green Cards' favorites, purposefully gathered together as a gift of sorts to their supportive fans. The band's last release was in collaboration with those fans. Donors who helped get it made even got their own bricks in the album art. But this time, says Kim Warner, we wanted to turn the tables and give back. From the Green Cards' latest release titled Sweetheart of the Sun, this is Paddle the Torrens.
Thank you. up each morning, side by side and alone. Feels like I'm in your way, in this house that's my own. I'm tired of pretending what you give is enough. This is no way to live. You don't know how to love. I wanna be gone this time. Gonna walk away. My eyes straight ahead. There's nothing you can say hasn't already been said. I've got nothing to lose.
We just heard Want to Be Gone from Wild Ponies and their album titled Things That Used to Shine. The release began taking shape after Talisha and Doug Williams, her husband, songwriting partner, and bandmate, left their home in Southwest Virginia and hit the road, crisscrossing the country for a year like wandering troubadours. When their car died in East Nashville, they decided to stop traveling and make Music City their new home. The result is an album that's rooted in country, folk, tragedy, and redemption. In one way or another, the majority of the album deals with loss, rejection, abuse, or starting over, Doug says. It's about trying to find places where people don't necessarily have a voice or don't know how to speak out on their own and trying to give them some sort of a voice. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. Waco, Texas expat and recent Nashville immigrant by way of Los Angeles, Brian Wright garnered many positive reviews for his 2011 Sugar Hill debut titled House on Fire. His second album for the label and fourth overall not only avoids a sophomore slump, but shows tremendous growth in his music, performing, and style. Brian is more of a writer than an entertainer, though he is indeed quite entertaining, with music that strives for more than meter-fitting rhymes and a pleasant way to pass 3 minutes. The album is stacked with razor-sharp portraits of heartbreak and hard times. From Brian Wright's new album titled Rattle Their Chains, here is Weird Winter.
One weird winter, everyone will one day go to war. Everyone supposes just beyond the wine and roses there's a heaven everyone is working for. Everyone will talk until their face turns blue. Everyone will claim it's from the heart. Everyone confuses the man with the bruises with the one actually carrying the scar. My girl, she's so full of compassion. She reacts at the drop of a hat. Stretched out in the back seat traveling, we were laughing like we're never going back. Everyone will watch their last dime go easy. Everyone will find a soul to save. Everyone's a preacher when they need something to eat, or they want somebody else to take the blame. Everyone will have at least one weird winter. Everyone will one day fall. Everyone brings flowers and your friends will gather round, but nobody ever wants to dig the grave. Well, nobody ever wants to dig the grave. My girl, she's so full of compassion. She reacts at the drop of a hat. Stretched out in the backseat traveling, we were laughing like we're never going back. We were laughing like we're never going back.
From the hard-working roots troubadour Corin Raymond, that was Little Bird, which appears on his newest release titled Paper Nickels. With this record, Corin has scored major publicity with the news that it was funded by the donation of Canadian Tire money from fans and friends, and he jokes that this is Canada's first million-dollar folk record. Call it money well spent, it's a 20-song double album, and it finds Corin and his ace band in top form. An excellent songwriter, as demonstrated by his four strong originals here, Corin is committed to promoting largely unsung Canadian tunesmiths by covering their work. 3 years in the making, Is Your Love Big Enough? Is the assured debut of 23-year-old UK guitarist and vocalist Leanne LaHavas. Often with little more than words and her guitar, Leanne's introduction to an audience outside her native England provides a new sound on nearly every track, yet manages to create a consistent mosaic of this new artist. It's an album you think you've heard before, but is filled with too many twists to categorize easily. Leanne says the album acts almost like a map of the route I have taken through life, through love, in the past 3 years. The title is a question that mixes challenge, defiance, impatience, determination, pride, and above all, passion. It demands an answer, she says. Give a listen to Age from Leanne LaHavas.
is growing cold and I want him back again. I kinda know this other guy, but he's rather old enough to be my father, so he's not the one for me, 'cause I fancy younger men. I'm at a loss. Not a coincidence he left me, because my older man was ready to love me like the woman that I am. Ooh. So is it such a problem if he's old, as long as he does whatever he is told? Just my heart that he stole and left my dignity alone. When in Rome we landed our first kiss, I slurred my words, but he pretended not to notice. And then he sat down to play, my heart sang a symphony. So far so swimmingly, glad I got out to find my fish in that sea. And we've come so far, so who gives a damn about the ages we are? Ooh. So is it such a problem if he's old, as long as he does whatever he is told? I'm glad that it's just my heart that he stole and left my dignity alone. So is it such a problem if he's old, as long as he does whatever he is told? I know that I'm gonna survive the December cold with somebody to retrieve my long lost soul, with somebody to retrieve my long lost soul.
We just heard Lantern in the Ditch from Peter Ostrusko's newest collection titled The Mando Chronicles. Peter Ostrusko is regarded as one of the finest mandolin and fiddle players in acoustic music. The Emmy Award-winning composer has toured all over North America and Europe, has played on over 1,000 albums, and has earned an international reputation as a versatile and dazzling musical master. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. My thanks to April Ashland for maintaining all things internet for us. Craig Sonnenfeld has studied fingerpicking guitar style and performs regularly and often, mostly in the New England area. His new album of 9 new original songs features Craig's vocals and guitar, and also musical accompaniment by Sam Baylor and Seth Connolly. From Craig Sonnenfeld's album titled Redemption, this is Do You Still Ever Think of Me at All?
Do the dogs still bark when all the trucks start rolling down on Main Street? Do the maple leaves still set the sky on fire in the fall? Does the tar up on your father's roof still blister in the blazing summer heat? And do you still ever think of me at all? Is the coffee down at Old Flo's Diner tasting just as strong now at the movie theater? Does the marquee need an overhaul? Does the juggler out in Connor's Park still finish with a flourish and a bow? And do you still ever think of me at all? We ran out of time, and it was such a crime that we just couldn't learn to make it. You said it's not worthwhile to live without a smile, but I never learned to fake it. Do the white doves perch up on the golden dome above the courthouse? Are the wild sunflowers by the highway growing just as tall? Does your ma still go down to the church and throw the rice when lovers take their vows? And do you still ever think of me at all? faces that were once familiar slowly are retreating. In the mists of memory, as the hours make their endless crawl, and I know I've asked you many times before, but I just have to keep repeating. Well, do you still ever think of me at all?
Angels of the road.
From the Americana duo, Steve and Christy Nebel, and their latest CD, Tandem, that was Angels of the Road. The album was recorded live in Steve and Christy's studio, just the two of them singing side by side. Steve and Christy have been performing together for 15 years, have recorded 10 albums as a duo, and 3 albums as founding members of The Madrones and The Fabulous Flooses. Christy has recorded a solo album of Western Swing and Americana titled Detour. Both of the Nebels sing lead or harmony, and both of them play instruments, Christy bass guitar and Steve guitar. The collaboration that is the duo of North Carolina Americana songsmith guitarist Jonathan Bird and Northwest singer-fiddler guitarist Chris Kokesh goes by the name The Barn Birds. Their self-titled debut album is about romantic love expressed with great songs and a great sound. Jonathan and Chris include songs written with and by Amy Spies, Anthony DaCosta, Corin Raymond, Anais Mitchell, and the late Jack Hardy. First off, we'll hear In the Light of Day from the Barn Birds.
Love me in the light of day, and don't try to hide your heart. We both know you don't have to go. Won't you stay and love me in the light of day? Love me where we can see, and don't try to hide your eyes from me. If what you feel really real, won't you stay and love me in the light of day? Don't leave it locked up like a secret, the way you keep it even from me. Don't be afraid of the love we've made. Won't you stay and love me in the light of day? The way you keep it even from me. We both know you don't have to go. Won't you stay and love me in the light of day? Don't be afraid of the love we've made. Won't you stay? Sometimes it shows, but it's always there, and it always grows. Our love is a desert rose. Some people only see the desert as rocks and thorns and tumbleweeds. But underneath is life so tender, just waiting there
the desert grows. Sometimes it hides, sometimes it shows, but it's always there, and it always grows. Our love is a desert rose. See us out together, and they think our time has come and gone. We know our love's alive as ever, deep underground, the roots are strong. Our love is a desert rose, sometimes it hides, sometimes it shows, but it's always there, and it always grows. Our love is a desert rose. Our love,
our love
is a desert rose.
Is a desert rose.
Sometimes it hides.
Sometimes it hides.
Sometimes it shows. But it's always there.
It's always there.
And it always grows.
It always grows.
Our love is a desert rose. Our love is a desert rose.
We just heard Desert Rose from the Barn Birds self-titled release. The Barn Birds are Jonathan Bird and Chris Kokesh. About Jonathan, the Boston Globe says, "This rootsy North Carolinian may be the most buzzed about new songwriter in folkdom. He displays John Prine's gift for stark little songs that tell big, complex stories, Guy Clark's lean melodicism, Lyle Lovett's wry mischief, and Bill Morrissey's knack for the revealing image." Chris is no newcomer to the folk music scene. In her 14 years with the all-woman quartet Misty River, she became a veteran of stages including the Strawberry Music Festival, the Walnut Valley Festival, the Sisters Folk Festival, and Wintergrass. Chris's stunning songwriting, crystalline vocals, tasty fiddle, and solid guitar distinguish her as a standalone talent. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producer, Shalane Smith Needham, for making this program sound wonderful. Jonathan Bird and Chris Kokesh met in 2007 at the Americana Song Academy, a week-long songwriting school in Sisters, Oregon. After teaching at the academy, Jonathan went on to play at the Sisters Folk Festival, where he invited Chris to play with him. They played two encores, and Jonathan was invited back to play again the next year, a rare honor bestowed by popular vote among the festival attendees. The duo toured the Pacific Northwest and Midwest and came back to Oregon to make their first recordings. Jonathan and Chris had to stop recording when the birds in the walls of the barn, where they were, would erupt in song. As a result, they dubbed themselves the Barn Birds. In 2011, the Barn Birds re-recorded that album, this time at Blue Rock Studio in Wimberley, Texas. It was recorded live and in fewer than 10 hours. That self-titled recording is what we've been listening to tonight, and we'll close out the show with "It's Too Late to Call It a Night" from the Barn Birds. Thank you for listening to Fresh Folk.
It's too late to call it a night. All of this time I've been lost in your eyes. Why don't you stay? We could finish the wine. Honey, it's too to call it a night. Is it just you and me? When did everyone
forget us like we knew just how good it could be. My, oh my, would you look at the time? Honey, it's too late to call it a night. That light in the sky, the sun coming up, could it be, do you believe that we're falling in love? My, oh my, would you look at time. Honey, it's too late to call it a night. Honey, it's too late to call.
This is Utah Public Radio.